This is a podcast from the Business Times.
Good evening. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Here's your Market Focus daily closing bell update. For the Business Times, I'm Emily Liu. Asian markets, apart from China, rallied on Monday after last week's losses. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index led the region, gaining 1.8%, but the Shanghai Composite Index fell 0.7%. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 1%, while the yen stayed at about 154.7 per dollar. The Kospi in South Korea rose 1.5%, and Australia's ASX 200 rose 1.1%. Singapore's Straits Times Index rose 1.4%. Next week, Vietnam will launch a new stocks trading system as part of reforms to upgrade the country's stock market and attract more foreign investors. With this move, Vietnam hopes to be reclassified as an emerging market rather than a frontier market by the MSCI and FTSE indices. India's elections began last Friday, as close to a billion people will vote to elect 543 members of the lower house of parliament. The results will be declared on June 4. The Nifty 50 index is up 0.65% today. The Indonesian rupiah may fall to a historic low of 16,500 per dollar, putting pressure on the central bank to raise interest rates at its meeting this Wednesday. The currency has fallen 5.3% this year, to its weakest since April 2020. That's it for today. For more business news and market updates, visit bt.sg.
This is a podcast by the Business Times. Find more BT podcasts at businesstimes.com.sg/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is meant to provide general information only. SPH Media accepts no liability for loss arising from any reliance on the podcast or use of third parties' products and services. Please consult professional advisors for independent advice.